We're visiting with Emporia High head football coach Keaton Tuttle on the Area Coach's Corner. And, Coach, your ball club coming off a showdown with Washburn Rural on Friday night, and it's one of those games where nothing seemed to go right for your football team. But as you look back at that game, what is it you hope that your guys learn and maybe can take from that game as they get ready for this final three games of the regular season before postseason play starts?
You know, one of the big takeaways I really hope that we instill with them is the kind of physicality we have to play with week in and week out. You know, it's nothing that we can just show up and be like, you know, we're better. Because, you know, not saying that we're not a good team. We are. It's just we have to be able to play with that kind of physicality week in and week out. You can't just turn it on Friday and be ready to go. It's something you have to practice with, you know, all season long just to make sure you have that during game day.
And, you know, we look at the record for your football team, and it's with only one win. But we've talked about it all season long. There are signs that this team is getting better, but sometimes you have to tip your hat to the other guys. That you're playing some pretty good football teams right now.
Yeah, we really are, you know. And with that, we've got, three more guaranteed really good ones coming up too. So, you know, we got to keep doing what we're doing. Just keep pressing away. And, you know, eventually we're going to be right there with them.
We're visiting with Emporia High football coach Keaton Tuttle on the Area Coach's Corner. And before we talk a little bit about Topeka Seaman, your opponent on Friday night, with this football team, you know, you always have a concern of, is there going to be a letdown when the guys gets into this point of the season and things haven't gone quite the way you wanted them to win and loss wise. Has that been an issue with this football team? Have they kept a good frame of mind and a good focus?
You know, I think they've had a really good frame of mind. You know, and like you said, there's always, you know, two or three things here or there. But for the most part, the nice thing is the rest of those guys, you know, they like being around each other. You know, if a guy starts, you know, doing things like that, they grab him like, hey, you know, we're trying to be a change, trying to make a difference here. So, you know, we don't have time for things like that. We've got to focus on us, and, you know, we've got to continue to get better. So, I mean, it could, and we know it's very possible, but I think, you know, they're rallying around each other, and they know that we're really close to doing some really good things. So I think if they keep that mindset, we should be in a pretty good place.
Topeka Seaman, as you look at them, what challenges will they offer your football team?
You know, they're athletic. They've got some speed, and they play physical again, you know. A little bit different look at, you know, a defense. They're more of a 4-2, kind of very similar to what we run here. So, that'll be a nice thing to kind of adjust to, I guess, so to say. But other than that, you know, we've got to tackle well. You know, that's another thing. And we've got to protect up front. You know, they've got a good D-line, and they bring quite a bit of pressure with their linebackers. So, you know, with the thing about blitzing, you know, you're going to be wrong half the time. So if we can take advantage of their, you know, aggression, I really think we can be pretty successful.
Coach Tuttle, thanks for taking time out and visiting with us today on the Area Coach's Corner. Have a good week of practice and good luck on Friday night.
Sounds good. Thanks, Greg.
That's Emporia High head football coach Keaton Tuttle on the Area Coach's Corner, brought to you by Next Tech Wireless and by Rebel Monuments on KVOE Live and Local.